If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning, Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, again reading, we won't just read to verse 1 here. And the Bible says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on the wise woman and what she does. The wise woman and what she does. As we look at this today, Proverbs, the old preacher tells us, he said, every wise woman buildeth her house. Amen. I want to say I appreciate the women and the way that they do and the way that they take care of the house. I appreciate the women, the way that they would come together and make something happen for the family. Amen. What a blessing it is to know that. But as we see this today, I want to just expound on that just a little and say I believe when a woman begins to try to get a direction in a way, and she began to, God begins to direct her heart and begins to show her what she needs to do, I'm glad that God set it up in a way that they could come together and get a helpmeet, someone that's fit to be with them. I know you young ladies today, you listen to me, you get you a person and you hunt you a man that's a fit man. You hunt you somebody that's going to help you, amen, as you try to help them. That you can be an encouragement to one another. That you can come alongside one another in a day and hour that we live and get in a harness together and pull for the glory of God. If you do that, I promise you with the help of God that God will prosper you and that you'll never do. He'll help you, praise God, to take that house and make it a home. He'll help you to have that place that he would have for you. As we begin to look at this, we see in Proverbs chapter 31, the Bible talks about that virtuous woman, that woman of virtue. That woman, the Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman, verse 10, for her price is far above rubies. That virtuous woman, that woman that'll stick with the stuff, that woman that'll do what's right, that woman that'll live beyond reproach. It's nothing as priceless as that kind of woman, but it says, for her price is far above rubies. Amen. I want to say, a good godly woman, you can't put a price on her. She far exceeds anything that the world has. Amen. I thank God for good godly women. I thank God for the mamas and the grandmothers and the great grandmothers that we have. Praise God, that's godly women that's seeking to do right according to the will of God. And because of that, God's a blessing you on purpose so that you can be a blessing to someone else. Boy, I tell you, youngins, listen, you young ladies, you ought to have a desire in your heart. If you'd settle it with the Lord today and say, I want to be a virtuous woman. Look what he goes on to say. He said, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. He said, hey, listen, that virtuous woman, that woman that's got a plan and an ambition for making that home what that home should be. Praise God, her husband is well pleased with her. Amen. He can safely trust in her. Hey, listen, young ladies, mamas, praise God tonight. I'm so thankful that we can come alongside you. I thank God I can put my trust in my wife. Amen. I appreciate her and what she does. And men, we ought to appreciate our wives. And we come together as a help meet. We come together as one in unity. Amen. Well, hey, listen, and I want to say this while I'm here. Our wives don't, you men, our wives don't want some old passive something another that sits around and let her make all decisions and do all the things that need to be done. Our wife needs somebody that'll stand up and be a man. Somebody that'll help her in this journey of life so that she can be that that's pleasing to God. And if you do that, praise God, you can put your trust in her and she'll never let you down. Amen. I began to think on this message as I was sitting outside my study on my bench, and I got to watching, and down below my study in front of the bench, there's an old river maple there, and one of the limbs is dead in it. And I started to cut it off back in the spring, but I never got around to it. But there was a woodpecker had been pecking on that limb, and he got a big soft spot, and he began to peck into there and make a hole. And as he made that hole in there, he began to get that, I guess he was getting those bugs out of that, and that had destroyed that limb. Amen. And as he made that hole in there, and he got making it deeper and deeper. Well, the other day while I was sitting there on the porch, there was a little black cape chickadee, and she come there and she landed on that limb, and she began to eye that hole, and she began to look her over, and she began to see that thing, and her little mate, he landed on the limb there with her.
and they eyed that place, and they was a looking for a home. They was a looking for a place to build. And I said, praise God, what a message. As I begin to watch them little chickadees, and I begin to see that little old mama chickadee, and she come down there to that hole, and she begin to look into it. And you know what happened? That little old mama, she begin to see a home. Well, I tell you, mamas, if we could ever get in the will of God and desire to have a home. Now, I'm not talking about just anything. I mean, we can have a house anywhere. You can take a cardboard box over, praise God, and set it up, and the water will stay off of you. You can throw a sleeping bag in it and call it a house. But I want to say, praise be to God, that's not a home. Glory be to God, when we decide that we're going to go with God, and the Lord's going to set things up, and we get the right man. Hey, listen, ladies, I beg you, please, take some time to meditate and think about what God would have your home to be. Amen. We need to think on that, ladies. We need to think about what God would have our home to be. A lot of times I think we leave it to the men. And as I say, sometimes we're so passive, we sit back and we count on the ladies to do everything for us. But it's our responsibility to come up being a spiritual leader. Amen. And be an encouragement to that wife. Amen. Not just some passive something, sitting back and waiting on them to make all the decisions. Amen. We're supposed to stand up and be the man. Amen. We're supposed to help them and be a help me as they're a help me to us. But I could see those little old birds, as that little old mama bird, she began to look at that house, and she began to think about that. And I thought, I wonder what she's thinking, her little old mind, as she began to look into that little old dark hole. Didn't seem very impressive to me, just a little old place that a woodpecker had pecked a hole in the tree. But that little old mama bird, praise God, she didn't see it that way. I praise God, I believe if a mama's in the Lord, and I believe she's got her mind set on her family, I praise God, she won't see that home like anybody else sees that home. That home will be something that's special to her. That home will be a place, praise God, it's sacred. It'll be a place, praise God, where there's some difference from the outer rest of the world. See, you could take that old cardboard box, and you could set it up and call it a house, and you could even set it up over down there at the county landfill, amen? But you know what? You'd have, your community wouldn't be nothing but buzzards and crows. But praise be to God, if you take a house and you think about it and you set that thing up where it needs to be, praise God, there'll be some love and compassion. There'll be some hearts, praise God, with the love of God. And God will make a difference, and He'll take that house and turn it into a home. Amen. But I begin to see these little old birds, and they begin to make up, they begin to get an ideal of a home. And that little mama bird, she began to look into that hole. She began to emphasize. I thought she was giving it some thoughtfulness. Amen. She was thinking about what a home should be. Look over at Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2 and verse 3. Now the Bible says that the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine. Amen. In other words, what it says, you can't be a servant of nothing. Amen. You can't be a servant to nothing but Jesus. If you let anything else in your life, ladies, praise God, you're a servant to, then you're not going to be a servant to the Lord. You can't serve two masters. Amen. You'll love one and despise the other, or you'll like one and you'll hate the other. But praise God, if we have, if we set aside ourselves, amen, we give ourselves only to the Lord, He said He'll help us to do that. That's right. He says, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. What does that mean, ladies? That means that, praise God, you'll come alongside and you'll begin to teach those things that's right. You'll begin to show faith. Hey, now listen, you know what the Bible said, the aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. They live a holy life, separated to God. And they're not false accusers. Amen? Praise God, they tell what's right. And they live a life of virtue. And they're not given to much wine. And they're teachers of good things. You know, it's mama's responsibility. It's the lady's responsibility. You older lady, it's your responsibility to come alongside these younger ones and tell them the truth. It's your responsibility to come alongside them and show them the right way. Amen. When we see these young ladies and we see them going the wrong way, it's our responsibility to come alongside them and show them the right way. You say, well, preacher, I don't want to hurt their feelings. You're not going to hurt their feelings. Praise God, you come along and you're trying to do it with a heart of love. Amen. We begin to think on the things, how we want homes to be, and praise God, we'll see how we want their home to be. You can say, well, preacher, we can't dictate to them. No, you don't dictate to them, but you can show them the right way. You can give them the right direction. You can show them the way that's right. Amen. The way that's good according to what God says. Praise the Lord. We can live. What's he saying? He said they had that their holiness, amen, there's nothing false about them. If what they got's real. If what you got's real, ma'am, today, praise God, it's going to help somebody along the way. You pass it out in a liberal fashion because it's good. Amen. And it's pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We do it by the way we behave. So that our behavior becometh holiness. So we teach these young ladies, praise God, that there's a right way and a wrong way. And about all we have to do is just live right in front of them. If we do what's right, praise God, they will too. Amen. If these mamas, you start taking your little ones, you start grazing them up and show them what's right. You take these little old girls and you dress them right. Amen. You don't let them go in there in their little old mini skirts with their thighs are showing. Amen. That's not a God. But praise God, you set the example for them and you show them what God said. You say, hey, listen, honey, if you're showing your knee, then it's a reproach on God. You got to keep yourself covered up. He said, if he sees anything from your knee up, that you're naked in the eyes of God. Amen. And you start living that example before she starts seeing that. Amen. She's going to live a life at first. That little old boy is going to come along. He's going to see that mama and they, praise God, they're living a chaste life. And praise God, God's going to bless them. And they'll be nurtured up in admonition of the Lord. Amen. They'll know what's right. He said, that's what she does. When she begins to think on that home, she begins to meditate on it. She begins to build. Amen. That they may teach the young women to be sober. Amen. That's sound in mind. That's having freshness of thought. Amen. That's thinking on what's right. You know, it's important that we teach them to think on what's right. And then they go, what we do, we train them to go in the right direction. We teach them to go in the right way. Amen. And they begin to learn that from early age. Amen. To teach the young women, to show them, amen, what's right. To show them, praise God, that there's a right way and a wrong way. To show them that there's discipline, amen, in our lives. We're living a day and hour that we don't want to discipline our children. There's a lot of people, they say, well, preacher, I don't believe in capital punishment. But if you don't, hey, listen, the Bible says the spire of the rod is to spoil the child. Amen. Amen. Said if we don't whip them, if we don't chase them, then we don't love them. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's wrong to whip your children. Is it? Let's see what God says about that in Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 15, the Bible said, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. You know what those temper tantrums and that stuff is? That's rebellion. It starts at a young age. You don't have to teach that. Amen. It's inbred because of our sin nature. That's inbred in them. Those temper tantrums and that rebellion. He says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Amen. It takes that rod to get that rebellion out of that child. Now, I'm not saying to beat them, amen, and to beat them unmercifully, but the Bible says that we've got to use the rod. We've got to discipline them. See, we're their authority. Amen. You mothers, you're the authority. God has made you an authority figure. As God is our authority, we're their authority. Amen. And let me say this today. The children are not to discipline the parents. The parents are to discipline the children. Amen. We're supposed to be teaching them what's right. And let me just say something else. We don't need a 1, 2, 3 and you're out. Amen. We need to be telling our children one time, and praise God, if they don't listen, then we send them to our room, we go get the rod of correction, and we go in there and we let them understand why when mama and daddy tells them something, that's what we mean. Amen. Now I'm just telling you what God said. Look what he says in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 13. He said, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Amen. So what did God think about capital punishment? If you call that capital punishment, he said, lay it on them. Amen. Every one of us deserved more than what we got. Amen. Amen. Every one of us sitting here today, we can say that we deserve more than what we got. We have to discipline our children. We're living in a world where there's no discipline. Children are running wild. They're doing what they say. Yeah, you go to the store. And I seen it the other day. We was down there at Walmart and there was a woman come in with a little girl. And that little girl come in and they hadn't no more than gotten in the store and the little girl pitched a fit. kicking and a screaming, falling on the floor and beating her and beating on the floor. And you know what that mama done? She picked her up and she said, well, we're just going to have to go. We'll come back another time. What she ought to have done is took her to the restroom, got the rod of correction on her little hind end. Amen. That's why God made it a good padded place, put her in that buggy, and said, now we're going to go shopping. Amen. I want to say our children is not supposed to dictate to us. We're supposed to be their authority. We're supposed to do it in a loving way. Listen, we don't need to do it when we're mad. There's been many a time that I've had to send my children to their bedroom to sit there for a few minutes till I could get over being mad before I go in there and discipline them. Amen? Because that's what God required. And I should have done it more. Amen? But I tell you, I done it. Hey, I done it because I love them. And I want them to do right. He said, hey, listen, said if we spare the rod, then we spoil the child. And we don't love them. But he said, hey, listen, we need to learn. These are things that we should be learning. There's some things that we should be knowing. Amen? When we're thinking on building a home. Praise God. He said, that they may teach the young women to be sober and to love their husbands. Amen? That means, you know what that means, to love your husband? It means to show affection. Now, you husband, you look at me just a minute. You say, well, preacher, we've lost that loving feeling. Amen? Now, stay with me. You say, preacher, we've lost that loving feeling. I just don't love her like I used to. Well, you know whose fault that is? It's yours. Amen. The Bible says if we come alongside them and we begin to uplift our life, we begin to encourage our wife, we begin to step up and take the place that we're supposed to be, amen, as the spiritual leader of our household, amen, and we begin to show them that love in return, God will put that love and feeling back. Amen. Hey, you know how to get that? You know how to get that love and feeling? Amen. Hey, when they're busy and you get home a minute or two before she does, you pick you up the broom and you go to sweeping something. Amen. Hey, my wife's got a paint broom, and I'm not afraid to use it. Amen. Ask Brother Rex. I tried to get him to use it. He said, I ain't using no paint broom. Amen. He didn't either. But you want that love and feeling back. You come alongside her, and you begin to try to reach out and help her when she's trying to deal with the youngins and deal with the day and deal with everything else around her. Amen. You come alongside her, and you show her that love. You give her just a little bit of encouragement. You give her just a little bit of, show her just a little bit of compassion. And you know what? Your love life will improve. Amen. Things will be picking up down at the house. Amen. I'm telling the truth. Amen. You can't show people kindness, praise God. They'll show it back. Amen. The Bible says it's even easy to have a friend. You got to show yourself friendly. So you come beside her and you begin to help her, praise God, and she'll begin to help you. And that love and feeling to come back. Amen. If you want it. Amen. It's up to you today. What you want. He said got the teacher to love her husband. That's to show that affection. That's to hold her part. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said not to only love her husband, but to love her children. That's to show that maternal love. Hey, you know, there's a maternal love. Amanda's getting ready to figure that out. She's probably already feeling that. She's got that little baby in her belly. Amen. She's already starting to bond with that little fella. Amen. Already starting to have a relationship with that little one that's in her belly. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's already there. It's maternal. It's instinct. Now, it's sorry to say that some don't have that. God help a mother to have a maternal instinct that don't love her children. Amen. That's pitiful. We need to love our children, amen. We should love our children, amen, enough to as much as life itself. Praise the Lord, because God's given to us. But the Bible goes on to say to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home. Now that's it talking about being that diligent housekeeper, amen. Do you know a wife's supposed to be diligent in her housework? You know that house is her responsibility, amen. It is. And a family's supposed to help her in that. Now, you're not supposed to be just a bunch of... I'm trying to help you mamas today. Amen. I love you and I appreciate you. We're supposed to come alongside them and help them. Amen. That means, you fellas, you don't throw your dirty clothes down in the floor when you got a hamper right there. And when that hamper gets full, praise God, you can gather up some clothes and go throw them in the wash a load. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, do it like I do. Just grab them all together in one big lump, throw them in there, praise God, and your whites come out blue and you... Or pink, but praise God, you're helping. But we realize that they need to be discreet and chaste. That discreet means to have self-control. That chaste means to be pure. in her thoughts and her actions. And that keeper at home means to be a good housekeeper. Amen. To plan ahead, amen, for what she wants her house to be. If you ladies want to have a home, you have to put some thought in what you'd like it for it to be. Amen. It's up to you. Hey, listen, us men don't really care. I mean, we could live in a cave as long as it's heated and got running water. Amen. But praise God, you women, it's up to you, amen, to decide what you want your home to be and make it that you'd have it to be. But she's to be that keeper at home, obedient to her own husband. She's not to be dictated to by somebody else. Amen. Her husband is the one that she's supposed to be bound to. That the word of God be not blasphemed. Amen. So God said, hey, what he said, he said, if the two together come together and they work together, he said, I'll bless that home. He said, I'll bless that relationship. I'll give help. I'll give that encouragement that they need. So what is that home supposed to be? It's supposed to be a place where we come together, praise God, in peace and harmony, a place where we can come together, praise God, the way God designed it to be. That God could take a house and turn it into a home. Amen. But we have to think on it. And then we begin to see that work of building that home. Amen. That home building that takes place. I could see as that little old chickadee, as she began to peek into that little old hole there, and she began to figure out in her little birdie mind what she wanted that place to be. And she began to build in that home. She began to get that thing fixed up the way that she would have it to be. Now, it's a big undertaking. It wasn't something minor. I mean, all she had is just a little hole in a tree, a little old pecked out place. Amen. You may not have nothing but a little pecked out place, but praise God, when you decide to make that yours, ladies, amen, there's a world of good that God can help you to do in that little pecked out place. Amen. You may not have a whole lot, you may not have a whole lot to work with, but you've got a great big God of glory that said He'd be there, ever present to help you in the journey. And that little old bird, I can see her, she began to peck at that stuff. She began to reach in there and scratch and dig and peck with her little beak, and she'd pull out a little sliver at a time. And she'd drop it. And she'd go back in and she'd begin to... You know what she was doing? She was getting rid of some things that didn't need to be in there. Amen. As she began to pack and dig and get the stuff out of that place where she wanted to make her home. I want to tell you, ladies, praise God, when we get rid of the junk out of our home that don't need to be there. Amen. We begin to pick at it and with the help of the Lord begin to take it out of the way. Amen. We can begin to make that home, build that home. He begins to, as I can see that, I begin to think about 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, he talks about that. Now he's talking about here these widows, but it applies to all these men, all of us that's got wives, all these women. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 11, he said, but the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. Amen. Listen, we got to hold our faith. We got to keep our faith true. We got to keep trusting in the Lord through the duration of this thing. Hey, listen, that means there's nowhere to quit. We can't give up, because if we've given up, we've given up on our home. We're giving up on our families, our relationship, everything that we've been trying to build, and the devil would like no more than to tear it down. But praise be, there's a God of glory. He said, I'll help you to build that I can give you, that I can help you. In verse 13, he said, and withal they learned to be idle, wandering from house to house. Amen. Hey, listen, praise God. He said, when you become a mother, when you begin to get that idea in your head what your house would be, amen, it's no time for idleness. Amen. Hey, I tell you, if a mama gets to idling, if a dear lady gets to idling, amen, there's nothing going to happen in her home. I'm just telling you from straight up. If she comes in and kicks it in neutral, nothing's going to happen. You can't be idle in your home. Amen. You have to determine what you want your home to be. Amen. You have to determine what you would like it to be. It's up to you, ladies. Amen. It's up to you. He said, and with all they learn to be idle, wandering from house to house, and not only idle around, he said, tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. He said, hey, listen, he said, there's some things that gets in our way. You know what's wrong with this world today? We got too many telephones and too much internet. Yeah. Amen? We just tattlers and busybodies, amen, in a lot of things that we ain't got no business being in. If we take that time when we're busy in somebody else's business and take care of what God put us in charge of, amen, God would bless us and take our house and turn it into a home. Amen. He'd bless us and encourage and give us that we need in the day and hour that we live. Amen. He'd encourage us, praise God, and our families would be encouraged and God would again be blessed. God wants to bless. Amen. Praise God. And we'd see the glory of God in the home one more time. But we ain't got time today because we've got too much talking to do. Amen. Oh me, we gossip too much. Amen. We ought to be on our knees praying instead of gossiping. Amen. Oh me, we do. We spend time, we put too much time on the internet. Too much time talking, amen. Too much time in idleness, speaking things which they ought not. He said, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children. Now here it is. And guide the house. Amen. That's being that diligent person in the home. That's that taking responsibility. Amen. Your responsibility that God has put you in charge of. And doing it in a diligent way. A way that's pleasing to a holy and a righteous God. When we begin to see that thing, I begin to see that little old bird as she began to peck those things out of that tree. Amen. She began to take them one thing at a time. I wonder what's in your life today, Mama, that's a keeping you from a close relationship, from having the kind of home that God would have you to have. Hey, some little things that you need to be scratching and a digging and a getting out, praise God, to make room for a holy and a righteous God. For Him to move in your life and give you that help that you need. What's a hindering you today? Amen. Maybe it's just a surrender to the Lord. Praise God. Getting the things that rid of the things that's in the way. So that they can have that right fit. Now that little old bird, it was amazing to me. That little old chickadee, she'd pick at that stuff and she'd dig and that little old male bird, he sat there on the limb and I mean, he never left her side. And every now and then he'd fly down there and he'd look the things over. He was checking it out to see what was taking place in this place that they was going to call home. Amen. He was a looking over. He was there for her. He was there to back her. He was encouraging her. Amen. You hearing me, fellas? And she you know, as he was an encourager, she just kept a digging and a scratching, praise God, and what it seemed like she just worked the harder. Every time he'd come by with just a little bit of encouragement, that little old chickadee, man, she'd just hit it a little harder. Amen, praise God. Fellas, if we'd lift up our wives, if we'd encourage our wives, praise God, they'd do anything for us. Amen. If we'd just lift them up and encourage them, show them that little bit of love, show them that little bit of help. Show them a little bit of encouragement. And then God can begin to help them to be that He wants them to be. Oh, I tell you, fellas, we need to love our wives. We need to encourage. We need to come alongside them. Well, it's important today that we do that. But she just kept a digging. She kept scratching. She was looking for that right fit. See, she was getting rid of those things, amen, to make the right fit. She would, and then I could see her. She pecked a while. And she got way back. She was sure she'd go plumb out of sight. She'd come out in a minute. She'd drop a few crumbs of stuff. She'd go back in. She'd peck a little bit. She'd come out. She'd drop a few crumbs. She was getting rid of those things that didn't need to be there. Amen. Those things that was a hindrance to her life, that was going to be a hindrance to her little family. She's getting rid of them one at a time. Amen. And then finally she went in there and she got the right fit and she was looking for the right feeling. Amen. She sat down in that thing and she turned around and her little head was stuck out and she got to doing this. Seeing how it felt. Seeing if it felt comfortable. See if it felt like home or not. And you know what? In just a second, she come out of there. She spun around. She went back in. And she began to dig some more. She said, hey, that ain't good enough. Amen. I'm going to dig just a little bit more. I'm going to get this place not only a right fit, but I'm going to get the right feeling. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to keep digging. Amen. Until I get a place that feels all not, hey, it feels safe. Amen. Place where I can have a family, where I can begin to build a home. Amen. I'm going to find a place that's secure, a place where nothing can get to me. I'm going to find a place of peace. Amen. Where there's nothing going to come in and tear up and destroy. Said, I'm going to fix me a place. Praise God. That's so secure. Amen. She said, I'm not going to quit till I get that place fixed. She said, I'm looking for a place, praise God, where there's no harm going to come to my family. Amen. She said, I'm going to fix it up to where I can be vigilant, where I can be buried in, where I can be set, where I can be safe. I want to say, listen to me, ladies. There's no better thing you can do for your family than to fix it up where your home is a safe place for your children. A place where they can come in and have peace and security and feel the love of God.
Amen? It's important. It needs to be a place where they can come in and they can talk to you. They can discuss with you anything on their mind. Amen? We need to have an open door to them all the time. Praise the Lord. Now, they're not going to want to talk to you much because they think, a lot of times children think we're old fogies and that we don't know nothing. Amen? But we've been a long, long ways in a short time. We know what we know. We've been through a lot of things, and if they'll listen, we can help them a little bit. But praise God, it's up to them to listen to us. But I could see as that little chickadee, she began to clean out. She began to get that the right fit. She began to write that feeling, get a place of security, a place of peace, a place where she could make a home where no harm would come to her little family. Amen. Not only with the right fit and the right feeling, but there's a right fulfillment. See, she had been the end result. That's the end result of that diligence. See, she'd done a diligent work in her little life. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27, she looked well to the ways of her household. Amen. She was diligent in that she did. Amen. She stayed to task. She was a keeper of the home. She had looked at the situation. She had thought about what she wanted. Amen. And she worked diligently to make that house and turn it into a home. Amen. And so she had that place of fulfillment. I want to say, praise God, when we get the things out of our life, we make things fit and we make things ready and we get that fulfillment. He said, then we'll have the feeling, then we'll have the fulfillment. When God begins to bless us and we begin to look back on it. And the Bible says in Proverbs 31, verse 28, and he said, her children raised up and called her blessed. Amen. Praise God. Hey, when it's all said and done, when all that diligence, hey, it seems like a lot of hard work now. And it is. It's hard work to raise a family. It's hard work to do it right. It's hard work to do it the way God would have it done. But praise God, when listen, ladies, when you're diligent in it and you just stay faithful to God and you just let Him help you, praise God, there's a payday coming. Amen. One of these days you look back. I know how we are. I thought for a long time my mom and dad was the dumbest people in the world. So you just don't understand. But now I look back at it and I have to hug my mama's neck every time I see her. I say, man, I appreciate what you did. I appreciate you putting up with me. Amen. I didn't deserve a mama like I had. But praise God, I thank God that I had one that loved me and cared for me. And she took time to think about it. And she took time to make me a home. A place where I was loved and cared for. A place where I was raised right. A place where she wasn't, my mom was not what she's not afraid to tell you what she thinks. Amen. She'll tell you what's right. Amen. She will. She always has. Now, my mom and daddy, I wasn't raised in church. My mom and daddy, I went to church with them one time in my life, and that wasn't a funeral or a wedding. But you know what my mama would do? My little mama would get me up every Sunday morning. She'd fix me breakfast. She'd put my clothes on me, and she'd make sure I got down to the house of God. Amen. Where I could get help from the Lord. And now she's in church. She's going, praise the Lord, and the Lord's helping her. But I tell you what, I appreciate her diligence. Amen. I look back on it now. I thank God for mama. Thank God for the time that she took, the commitment and the labor of love that she put into me. Oh, I tell you, that's why? Because a wise woman, that's what she does. Amen. She decides in her heart what she wants her home to be. And she begins to get things out of the way to make that thing a place of comfort and peace and security where no harm will come to those that she loves. That's what she does. Amen. That's what a wise woman does. She takes a house and turns it into a home, a place where God is magnified and lifted up.